Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness, on this St. Patrick's Day, 2023. Today, I have my co-host, Barb, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Happy birthday,
Happy
Bernie.
Richard and
okay.
Dave.
Thank you so much.
Hi, and Richard. Barbara, Tuesday is my birthday.
Happy birthday on Tuesday.
Yeah. And I'm sitting in my birthday presents. Barbara, can you hear me at all?
She seems to be able to hear you.
She's having too much fun.
Well, how have you been, Dale?
That's why I don't do shows on holidays. Now you know why.
Now, Dale, I mean, how have you been? I mean, you know, because you've been, you were not.
I've been really
honest.
Good. I've been really good, Johnny, and I appreciate everything you've done for me, and I want to thank you so much for everything. And I just wanted to say I got two major presents that I'm happy about. One, Richard gave me a year's membership to the Swim Center, and I'm real excited about that. And then I got my chair, because I have arthritis in my knees, so I got my chair that lifts me up and puts me on the ground, and it vibrates, and there's heat and everything, and I'm laying in it right now, and I'm all excited.
But didn't you get just one half of it?
No, that was, they did bring the second half, Johnny. Apparently,
okay.
it came for two pieces.
Right.
Two big boxes, yeah.
Yeah, two big boxes. I don't know what's going on with Barbara.
I don't know. Sure, I think she might be at a party or something. Are you at a party, Barbara?
Yeah.
No, she's not answering, so.
Okay.
Well, let's go on to some readings. And if this is why I don't do holidays. Okay. So let's go on to some readings. And then if I have to cut it short, I will.
All right. Christine, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi.
Hi, who is this?
Aloha.
Hi, my name is Christine.
Hi, Christine. Where are you calling from?
Calling from New York.
Mm. Oh, okay, New York, my neck of the woods. How can I help you, sweetheart?
Well, I was hoping you might be able to help me with the fact that my my son brought home a dog, and he's now a year old. It's a small dog, wonderful dog, but it's really been hard on me. He is not neutered, and he's still lifts his leg in the house, I guess maybe for the fact that we don't neuter him.
Okay,
let
me stop you. Let me stop you right there.
Sure.
I am a dog lover. All you need is real simple, a dog trainer.
Okay.
You need someone, you know, there are dog trainers out there, and they're not that expensive.
Okay.
And you can either look it up or online, or you can go to the dog park with your dog and you know, ask around, and they'll give you the name of somebody that will train your dog.
Okay.
And it's real simple. I mean, you know, and, you know, my dog is a German Shepherd, and he's like 100 pounds, but, you know, I can't get him to quit barking because he's very protective, and he'll protect me, Richard, Blythe, my husband, and everything.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. That's what he tries to do with me, too, and he's fighting with the other dog now. So there's a little bit of aggression.
Well, yeah, that's why you need, in your case, your thing can be fixed. You need a dog trainer, and you can get on Amazon. You can also get those things that you pointed at him. It's without, what do you call it? shock.
Okay.
The collars that buzz, you know, and they stop, and the minute they do something wrong, you buzz. And at Amazon, they also have muzzles.
Mm-hmm.
So, but beside that, I would get all those things, and I would get a dog trainer as well. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful. I will get right on that. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, sweetie, and happy St. Patty's Day.
Thank you. You too. Enjoy. Bye, everyone.
Okay.
I think Barbara's having some connection problems. So
whatever. Johnny, can you put your phone? She's at a party. Let her enjoy. Okay.
Okay.
Can you?
All right.
Put your phone number out there, please, and then we'll have a short show. Like I said, it's a holiday.
516-531-9874.
To call in for your free psychic reading.
Right.
Okay, do we have others?
No, but that doesn't mean there won't be more. I mean, a lot of times, you know, the callers just come in like suddenly, you know.
Well, I don't have a lot to talk about. Barbara's not on the line. And again, this is why I don't do holidays, you know, because of all this stuff. But
let's go on. I mean, you know, what exactly is it that you got from your husband for your birthday?
Oh, it's a power electric chair. And it lifts you up, and it vibrates, and it has electric power to it.
Oh, wow.
And because I have a bad knee, and it's hard for me to get up off the chair. You know, I don't know about you having ADHD, but a lot of times I can't stand up because of, you know, my knee. So I decided this is what I wanted. And so I got this, and I'm all excited. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Johnny.
It heats you and doesn't cool you, but it heats you. And it's a great chair for taking a nap in and all kinds of positions.
We have a caller.
Okay.
Okay. Teresa, you were live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
And
hi,
Johnny,
Dale.
Wait a minute. Johnny, give out your phone number, please.
Okay. 516-531-9874.
Yes, for a psychic reading for free. Anyway, who is this, please?
Hi, Dale. This is Teresa. How are you this week?
I'm just fine. It's my birthday Tuesday, so I'm getting okay. Before, I didn't even want to have a birthday. After I was having a series of mishaps, and I realized, you know, I didn't want to have a birthday. But then everything turned out fine, so I'm all right.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Where are you calling from, sweetie?
I'm calling from New York City.
Oh, you too. All right. What part? Manhattan?
Well, right. Yeah, Manhattan. The Manhattan area.
Okay. And I'm from Jersey. I was born and raised in Jersey, and I spent half my life in New York, and I love it. I loved every bit of it around Broadway and 45th Street and near Sardi's, and I loved New York. I mean, if I could live there, I would. But how can I help you?
Yes. I'm looking to find a lawyer for a discrimination case that I have.
Explain the discrimination.
No, well, I can't really go full into details, but
touch on it lightly.
Okay, so it's employment discrimination. I do have a case, but how can I say? I do have a case where I was hired for one thing and fired for a different position. That's not my position. And when
you were hired for one position and They put you in another position.
They had me sign some paperwork, and they put me into a position that was not mine so that they could terminate me from the job. But at
is that called discrimination?
Yeah,
that's
it
just
is.
Called. It's kind of called their stupidity. I would just get a lawyer. I don't know if that would be the right title, but I would get an attorney. And it depends if it caused you a lot of stress, if it caused you a lot of problems, if it caused you a lot of things, then, you have a case, but you need the right attorney for what you want.
Yeah, but that's what I was trying to ask you. So there is an attorney, because I'm intuitive like you, but I'm not as good as you. I said I'm intuitive, but I'm just not as good as of a psychic as you.
No, well, that doesn't mean anything. I can't see for myself either. So, you know, a lot of times we just can't see for ourselves, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, tell me about this. I don't know what kind of an attorney you should get because it's not real estate and it's business and it's a regular attorney, but you're going to have to show. I don't see you winning at this point unless you get the right attorney. I just don't I don't see a lot of, there's not a lot of attorneys that want to take the case.
Because it's the reason why. I can't go into detail on that, but yes, that's why they didn't take it, because it gets a little bit deeper than that. No, I could win the case. Yeah. I could win the case. You're right. I can win the case. But I do pick up the energy around a female attorney, and I like her. So I guess I'm trying to surf the internet to find one. So my question is, do you think I'll find an attorney by next week?
You don't know. Well, you can find one anywhere, but...
There is the right one, yeah.
The internet is not where you look for an attorney, to be honest with you.
Hello?
Yeah. Hi, Johnny. Yeah, what?
Nothing, go on.
Johnny, what are you doing?
I'm nothing. I'm just working the record.
Okay. All I'm saying is that you basically will find an attorney, but you got to make sure it's the right one. And that's the best I can tell you. I can't do a whole reading, but I can tell you will find someone. But I don't know what to label the case as. It's not discrimination. It's called stupidity on their part.
Stupidity.
You know, for, huh?
Yeah, oh, it's called stupidity on their part. But I'm suing for racial discrimination. That's the only thing that I can sue for.
Mm.
Well, I don't see you winning on discrimination.
It's not a wrongful termination. It's not that. It's beyond that already.
No, I understand, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest with you, honey. I don't know the type of attorney you'd be looking for. Could be just a general attorney. I don't know. You need to ask around at different lawyers what kind of case it would be.
Okay, thank you, Dalla, but I'm going to keep looking. All right, thank you.
Okay, keep looking. Let me know how it turns out, sweetie. I wish you all the luck in the world.
Bye-bye.
Oh, wait, you know what? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Is she still there?
No, she disconnected. I mean, let me ask you question. How often is legal opinions what you asked for when you get readings?
I don't know. Quite a few. But I just did want to say something. The reason that I don't see it going anywhere, and the reason is because she could have looked for another job. I mean, as bad as they did her wrong, and they did, she would need medical proof. She would need psychiatric proof. She would need all kind of things, how it really messed her up. And if you don't have that, no one's going to take the case. So if you really, you know, were to look at it, you look at it in a different angle to say, hey, you know, she could have looked for another job and she could have got it. And so what's the point of, you know, the suing part, spend all that time suing somebody when you can just, you know, find something else with all the other jobs that are available right now.
Mm-hmm.
Does that answer your question, Johnny?
It makes sense. I mean, you know, I guess it's hard because you're not a lawyer. So, I mean, does it ever stress you out when you're asked those questions?
No, I always tell them, go find an attorney. I'm not an attorney. But, I mean, this is the best psychic ability or intuitive information I can give her.
I understand.
Okay, so where are we at? What?
Well, no calls yet, but that doesn't mean there won't be. I've been trying to get a hold of Barbara to make sure everything's okay.
She's just having fun. And what I would suggest to you, Johnny, because, again, it's a holiday, I would say let's just cut this short, you know, and Barbara's not going to come back on the line. If she does, I'd be surprised. But, you know, people are out partying.
Well, let's. Can we wait a little while longer before we cut it short?
Yeah, go ahead and talk to me then, because
I guess what it is that I because you and I have been doing a lot of work today, a lot of phone calls this week, and I mean, it's been a lot of just uploading things and figuring things out and.
I'm real proud of you.
Yeah. I mean, it's you know, I've been doing a lot of work at night. And, you know, it's that's where I kind of, you know how some people work better in the day and I work better at night, you know?
Yeah, everybody has their own way of working. I usually work better at night.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, it's like, do you work better at night than the day?
It depends. It changes. I haven't really worked. I'm really good around 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon to work. I'm going to be doing an aura party around.
Hey, Barbie, you there?
Work with me on it.
You know your business.
Barbie, you there? Barbara's here. Anyway, I mean, you know, we're going to deal with these.
I can't hear you.
There? What?
Johnny, okay. She just has her phone on. This is not good radio.
Right. Well, Barbara, you're there.
Like what? Are you talking about?
Yeah,
Johnny.
What?
Johnny.
Yeah, I'm here.
I don't know what you want to do about this, but this is not good.
I have paid the agency now.
Go.
Okay, wait a second here.
Good.
Okay, she's disconnected. Oh, well.
Can you mute the call?
I mean, no, I didn't mute the call. She got disconnected.
Okay.
I mean,
well, she's obviously at a party having a ball, and she's having a good time, but I forgot what you asked me.
Well, I mean, let me ask you this question. I mean, when you do, I mean, because it must be, does court cases. I know you worked with the O.J. Simpson case. Didn't you do that? Or?
Yes. I did that for 2 years for hard copy.
So the verdict wasn't a surprise for you?
No, Johnny. I'm a psychic. I knew the verdict from the beginning. I don't really want to talk about O.J., okay?
Okay. And certainly not that other case you told me to talk about.
I don't know. I don't want to talk about cases right now. I'm in a very good mood, so don't want to kind of. I think it's better that we end this for right now because Barbara is doing her own thing, and I want to go do my thing, and you need to do your thing.
I mean, I'm fine. I mean, but I mean, the thing is that we don't get to talk with me, and you don't get to really talk all that much. I mean, I wanted to ask.
Yeah, we do. We do off air.
Yeah, but not on the air. You see, I mean, it's just that, you know, I mean, it'll give me a chance to, because I've never really been able to ask
you
these questions. Okay,
Johnny, I'll give you 10 more minutes. That's it. So go ahead.
Okay. But if we get callers, we can go longer, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Right. The, you know, I was just going to ask you. Now, when you, I don't know if you've ever answered me this question, but, like, what happens when you get your visions? Do they manifest themselves in a certain way, or?
I feel things, and I see things, and I know things. That's how it manifests.
Okay. Do you, like, in other words, let me ask you this. What is it called when you smell something? That's not a joke. I'm not joking around. I've actually was talking to somebody today or the other day about this.
Well, I don't know what you call it, but it's just that you smell something. I mean, I don't know the technical word. I don't have a...
You know how when you see things, but they manifest themselves in the form of a smell.
I don't know who you were talking to, so I don't know. I have... I've had a couple incidences where I smell things, but especially when there's a dead body or someone died, but I don't know. You know, you need to go back.
Let me kind of explain what I mean.
No, don't. Okay, so, just go back to the other person and ask them because I have no idea. I don't do that.
Well,
so
I was
going to
explain, like for instance, you smell vanilla ice cream in a place where you shouldn't smell vanilla ice cream because the person that was deceased liked vanilla ice cream. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that I've had that happen many times. With my teacher, he used to smoke cigars, and I'd be in a room, and there'd be nothing in there, and all of a sudden I would smell cigars.
Oh, wow. Okay. I mean, I've heard of things like that, only it's like flowers and you know, you're smelling things in places.
Yeah, whatever the person likes. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's I don't even know the word for it because I know there's something called clairaudient, clairsentient.
No,
but I don't
it's none of that. There just isn't. I don't know what the word is either. Can we go on to a different topic?
Okay, yeah. Let's go on to a different topic. You are making a lot of you were uploading a lot of relaxation tapes to YouTube, right?
Yes.
And
I am.
And you've had you emailed me a whole bunch of tapes. Am I right?
Yes, I mailed you. CD tapes, and you converted them into what, MP3 or MP4?
Yeah, MP3 is in the beginning, and then MP4 is after that. It's
Then you uploaded it to Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube. It was on YouTube. And you're in the midst of uploading it to other places, you know, so that we can visually see them.
Right,
they are
like
my they're my visual shots that I have taken of Hawaii. They're beautiful pictures and, you know, done to Katara music, and they're meditation tapes. They're for relaxation. They're for sleep. They're for a lot of things. So they're nice, and people can access them. You tell them how they would access them, Johnny.
Well, they're going to be accessed on YouTube, and in the future, Roku, and also in the future, this is down the road, one of my plans, on an app on the phone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know if I told you that yet. Yep, that's correct. There is a way, there's going to be a way to do the network to, in the future, when I buy, if I can save up money to buy it, to where I will be able to put these things that you do so nicely on a on an app on the cell phone, like a Roku, like an Android or an iPhone. So
yeah.
I didn't know if you knew that or not, which is...
No, but that's cool. That's cool. And we're working on all of this, and I just want to tell somebody exactly how they could see my video right now.
What I would do, I would suggest, although I figure people do this anyway, is to go to the Life Laughter Happiness YouTube channel, and in the filters, try to look for recent videos. Look for videos that are between 4 and 20 minutes long, and then look for, you know, psychic, you know, meditation, sleep, you know, and it should make the video come up. And also, I also posted it on the on my Facebook page for those of people who are following me. And we had like 90 views last night, right, Dale?
Yeah, I don't know what we have now. I counted 105, but I don't. Do you know what we have now?
I have no idea, but you know, it's just I wanted to do that for you because you've done a lot of nice things for me. So
well, thank you,
And
I really
actually,
appreciate the tape that I, okay. Originally, let me explain this. Originally, this tape I went to Shirley MacLaine's. She had a seminar many years ago in the 80s. And when she had the seminar, it was in San Francisco. So I went, and all she did was have tapes like I created for the whole seminar. And I had Releasing Hurt, addictions, you know, getting rid of addictions, stress, chakra alignment, all kinds of things. Health,
your voice, you have a good
better.
Tone voice for that. I saw it. It was like Theta Healing. You did a really good phone voice, I must match, for the videos, for the recordings. You did good.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I've been told that a lot. So, You know, we do that, and we do, I did that, and it's a countdown hypnotic tape. And it counts you down, and it tells you do not, you know, drive a car, listen to this while driving, or anything like that. And then it goes, you know, there's messages in there for you to help you and guide you get rid of whatever problem you have. And I learned this from Shirley MacLaine doing it, and I went up and asked her what was the name of the music she used, and I found out it was Kitaro. And I also asked her, would you mind if I made a series of tapes doing this, and she goes, not at all. So I made a series of tapes, and on my show in Hawaii, I basically did it, and it sold very well, and people loved it. But you have to be into it. I'm realizing this, John. If I send it to people that are not into it, it's like, why are you sending me this? But, it's a certain metaphysical people that want to get involved and get rid of a lot of pain. So that's what I created. I got, you know, my tapes help you get rid of pain and hurt and, you know, all kind of things.
Okay.
So again.
Gave me 10 minutes. Okay. I just wanted to do the shout out, and I'm sorry for the tech support problems for everyone, because I do think that there's been some disconnecting of calls. But
not really. Barbara's and that's okay. Barbara is having fun. She's partying, and let it be. And I wish her the best, and then that's fine. And it's a holiday, so I broke my own rule.
Barbara, okay. Now, I just want to let everybody know that if you want to get a hold of Dale for a free reading, you can go find her at daleshears.com and listen to the show until next week, and you can call her during the week. And also keep your eye out for the new YouTube videos of the relaxation tapes that we're going to upload.
You might want to go into Life, Laughter, Happiness and check what Johnny said to upload the tape or go into YouTube. What I do is go into YouTube.com and then go into YouTube, and then I look at the filters, like Johnny said. You know, I want a recent tape, and, you know, the name you can put up there, Sleep, if you want, or, you know, I forget what's the name of it, Johnny. I don't even have it on me.
Yeah, I'm just worn out from it being Friday night. But I will say this. I mean, you know, I'm really glad that I got a chance to talk to you tonight. You know,
thank you.
You know, it just, even though I wish we had gotten more callers, but, you know, they probably would have been drunk if they had called in anyway.
That's right. So that's okay, Johnny. We don't need to talk about this.
Okay,
Johnny,
well,
you're being very negative, and I don't want to talk about it, okay?
All right. Well,
that's why I don't do holidays. Now you know.
I will see you and Richard next week. And Barbara,
yes,
we care about you a lot, and we hope everything's going well for you. All right?
Okay. Thank you. And I'll be talking to you this weekend, Johnny. And thank you for everything, okay?
Okay.
Aloha.